I am all for paying to market to new customers, but I'll never be able to wrap my mind around paying for our own diners. Why should we have to pay cover fees? It's like getting penalized for being busy. That's why I'm a huge fan of Yelp Guest Manager. It's a reservation and waitlist system connected to a diner network 9 times larger than OpenTable, and they never charge cover fees. Learn about their new $99 per month plan for newly opened restaurants at restaurants.yelp.com/podcast or call 877-571-9357 and tell them Full Comp sent you. Welcome to Restaurant Marketing School. I'm Josh Koppel, a Michelin-rated restaurateur. Together with famed marketer Kyle and Sarah, we're unpacking the tools and tactics used by million-dollar marketing agencies to help you grow your restaurant. Join us daily to get a marketing tip that you can use in your restaurant today. Today, Kyle's going to explain why you shouldn't email him. You should text him.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I look for a lot of this tech stuff from my daughter. She's 15, just turned 15 2 days ago. And if you email her, you got no shot at getting hold of her. There's no chance. And it's just the way things are going, the way things are moving. So it's another one of those pivots. Restaurants are probably hemorrhaging at the sound of that, but it's a reality, right? All businesses have to do it. If you want to get their attention, it's something like an 80 to 90% open rate on these texts, right? And it's in their hand. An email is easy to put off. It's harder to grab attention, right? Like subject headlines will only get you so far. And as effective as email marketing is, I think you have to also have some portion of your business that's dedicated to texting those customers.
Well, I think it's a very different conversation to have. It's a difference between an email that says, this is what's going on this month, or here's a behind the scenes, and a text message which says, hey, the big game is tomorrow. Where are you going to eat after the game? Or, hey, the big game is tomorrow. If our team wins, we're going to do 25% off of XYZ. I think that there's a timeliness to text messages.
Oh, yeah.
One of the text messages we used to send out that was incredibly effective was when we had a lost customer, someone that hadn't been in for 30 days. We would text and say, hey, you haven't been in a month. Is it me or is it you?
I love that.
You know, and it worked.
That gets them, right? Yeah, it gets their attention. Like, oh, okay, these guys are being cute. I like it. Yeah, I love that.
That's it. I'll give you another great example. I owned a bar in Hollywood for 11 years, and we were really early into text message marketing. And my early text messages, they sounded a lot like emails like, hey, we've got this DJ on Tuesday night. We're doing 2-for-1 this and $5 this. Would love to see you. The open rate was really high, but the response rate was non-existent. Right. Because then I'm just kind of marketing to people via text message. And I changed it to one line. It said, hey, what are you doing tonight?
Yeah.
And the response rate was like the response rate, not the open rate. The response rate was like 70%. Wow. Right. And then I immediately followed that message up with the initial message I had sent before. Right. You should come by. We've got a DJ. We're offering 2-for-1 this and $5 this. Would really love to see you. And they would respond, cool, man. I'll try and make it. It shows how authentic communication via text. If you text your customers like you would text your friends, that it works. And it works every time.
And you can make the argument, too, that it's hospitality, right? I mean, I'm trying to extend to you a courtesy. You have been here. You like the place. Of course, hey, I'm just reminding you that it's here. Or what if it's like, you have their birthday, right? Because you've been doing a great job remarketing and or getting their data, remarketing to them. So you have their birthday. Say, hey, your birthday's coming up in a week. Can I get you a table? I don't know about you, but how many times you tell somebody, like, hey, can you just text me and I'll do it? Or can you just text me later and I'll do it? I think it's just becoming part of the culture. I think a lot of restaurant owners are kind of stuck in the past with some thought that it's like it's invasive or that it's not personable. There's so much technology there. There's a lot of platforms that you can personalize that content. You can have it sent directly to the owner, can respond themselves, where it's not some sort of robot. And it's, I think ultimately, like I said, with my daughter, would appreciate that. Like, hey, there's 2-for-1 tacos tonight at this place. Can we go? She's not going to be like, oh, crap, somebody just texted me about 2-for-1 tacos. She's going to be excited. She's going to want us to drive her there. And I think that's the name of the game.
If you understand your customers and you lead with value, they'll welcome the communication. I'll give you another great example. Now, I'm 42 years old, so the only thing I really worry about is getting 8 hours of sleep a night. But when I was much younger, and my birthday was coming up, I worry, like, what am I going to do for my birthday? Where am I going to throw a party? Who am I going to invite? What's going to happen? And had I gotten a text, and this was a text we sent out as a bar, and it worked really well, said, hey, what are you doing for your birthday? It's coming up next week. We'd love to host it for you. We'll take care of everything. Like, what a relief. Can I tell you how many people were like, oh, my God, that sounds great. We're like, look, we'll give you the corner booth. You invite as many people as you want. We'll do a round of mixed shots on the house when you guys arrive. And people loved it. They absolutely loved it. And so I agree with you. There's an immediacy to text messages. There's a way to have an authentic conversation, two-way conversation that you can't really have with email. And it's an opportunity to really genuinely, authentically connect with your customers in a way that they'll appreciate.
It's really also, like, to your point about the birthday, it's understanding what the pain points are, right? Like, so now it's coming up on graduation season. How many people are scrambling to find private dining rooms, catering events? If somebody was reaching out to me and said, hey, looking for backyard catering for that graduation party, I'm opening that. Yeah, dude, I need that. Yeah, I need that. Click. And I can talk to somebody, or click and I can see a menu. Yeah, it's welcome. And I think, knowing your customers for sure. But I mean, I think even not knowing your customers, it's definitely worth putting it out there and seeing what sticks for sure.
If you want to hear previous episodes or check out our other content, go to restaurants.yelp.com/marketing school. Thank you so much for listening to the show. You can subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. While you're there, please leave us a review. I'm Josh Koppel, and you've been listening to Restaurant Marketing School.